From Spark and Anvil and Number Sense, this is Bridge Bao, in Chapter 1 of the Number Sense cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Bridge Bao built bridges out of whatever was lying around, like wooden popsicle sticks, plastic dominoes, or a line of heavy textbooks stretched between two kitchen chairs. To Bao, a gap was not an ending. It was just a place waiting for a span. He believed you could get from almost anywhere to anywhere else, provided you started on solid ground and built outward one plank at a time. He usually appeared on the number sense screen when the air in a kid's bedroom got quiet, which always happened when they decided they were completely stuck. Today, a girl named Maya was staring at her screen, her cursor hovering and blinking uselessly over the math problem 8 times 6. "I don't know it," Maya muttered, resting her chin in her hand as she stared at the glowing numbers. "I only know the easy ones." Bao appeared in his video frame, wearing a canvas vest with pockets full of pencils. His voice was warm and entirely unhurried. "Which easy fact is closest to the one you want?" Bao asked, his tone gentle. "Do you know 8 times 5? 8 times 5 is 40, Maya said, sighing as she tapped her pencil. "Everyone knows that one." "Then you are not actually stuck," Bao said, smiling as he reached for a wooden block on his cluttered desk. "You are exactly one step away." He set the block down with a satisfying click that echoed through Maya's speakers. 8 times 6 is just 1 more 8 than 8 times 5. Bao explained, tracing a line in the air. "So start on the ground you know, which is 40, and take one step out by adding 1 more 8. Maya squinted at her paper, her pencil hovering over the blank space as she did the quick addition. 40 plus 8 is 48, she said, her voice rising with a sudden note of hope. "There you go," Bao said, nodding as the red error outline on her screen turned a friendly green. "You did not start from nothing. You just built a little bridge from the fact you already had." Maya stared at the green box, her face clearing. "I kind of knew it the whole time." "You knew the house next door," Bao said, "and next door is always close enough to build from."
Bao learned this lesson when he was 9 years old, back when a narrow creek ran through the woods behind his house. In the spring, the water rushed fast and muddy, making the far bank look like an entirely different country. To Bao, the gap was simply too wide to jump. He spent hours standing on the gravel path, staring at the opposite side and feeling completely defeated by the distance. One afternoon, his Aunt Lin walked down to the water, wearing her heavy mud boots and carrying a yellow notebook. She was a structural engineer who built real highway bridges for a living. She crouched down next to him in the damp grass. "You are looking at the whole gap," she said, pointing across the rushing water. "Do not do that. Look at the nearest solid thing instead." She pointed to a flat gray rock just 2 feet from where they stood. "Stand there," she told him. "Now, what is the next solid thing you can reach from that rock?" Bao looked closer and saw a thick cedar log wedged in the mud, and beyond that, a small sandbar. "You never cross a whole river at once," she said later, as they drank warm tea on the porch. "You cross one reachable step at a time, and each step must start from solid ground." Bao never forgot that afternoon, and eventually he took that exact blueprint and applied it to numbers. He realized he did not need to memorize every single multiplication fact in the world, because he could use derived facts instead. That felt like trying to jump a mile-wide river. Instead, he only needed a few solid anchor points, like the fives, the tens, and the doubles. Once he had those, he could reach any other number by stepping out from the nearest anchor. If he needed 9 sevens, he did not panic. He started from 10 sevens, which was 70, and then he took one step back to 63. He had dozens of these little pathways, each one anchored on a fact he was absolutely sure of. The endless wall of math facts disappeared, replaced by a map of short, safe steps.
These bridges worked in every direction, allowing kids to step forward, step backward, or double a number. The trick was always finding the shortest path from the ground they already knew. On Tuesday, A boy named Seth was struggling with the problem 9 times 8. He was tapping his pencil eraser against his forehead, looking like he wanted to throw his notebook out the window. 9 is a very friendly neighbor, Bao said, leaning toward his camera with a reassuring smile. It lives right next door to 10, and 10 times 8 is the easiest thing alive. Seth stopped tapping his pencil against his forehead and muttered, 10 times 8 is 80. Exactly, Bao said. So you can stand firmly on 80. Now, 9/8 is just 1 fewer 8 than 10/8, so you must take 1 step back. What is 80 minus 8? Bao asked. Seth frowned, staring at his desk as he calculated the subtraction in his head. 72. Bao spread his hands wide, mimicking the shape of a finished stone arch. 9 times 8 is 72, he said. You started on a fact you knew, and you took 1 short step backward. Seth tried another problem, reaching from a safe number toward an unknown one. I keep thinking I don't know these, Seth said slowly, but I always know something that's close. You always do, Bao said, because nobody ever starts from absolute zero. There is always solid ground nearby, and the real skill is not memorizing everything. It is knowing how to step out from what you already have. Seth wrote a note at the top of his page. Start from a fact I know. Take the shortest step.
More than anything, Bao wanted to destroy the lie that kids told themselves when they whispered, I know nothing. That is the feeling that beats people, he told a girl named Priya later that afternoon. Priya was sitting with her knees pulled up to her chest, ready to close her laptop screen. Whenever a math problem looked unfamiliar, she shut down completely and refused to try. It is not the math that stops you, Bao said gently. It is the thought that you are starting from zero. He gestured to the empty space between his hands, imagining a deep canyon. There is always a friendly fact nearby, like a 5, a 10, or a double. Find that solid spot, stand on it, and reach. You do not have to leap the whole creek. You just have to step onto the nearest rock. Priya looked back at the screen, and the numbers did not look quite as hostile anymore. Instead of freezing, she went searching for a neighbor she recognized, and she found a double. She took 1 careful step forward, and the answer was waiting for her on the other side. I wasn't starting from nothing, she said, her shoulders finally dropping as she smiled. You never were, Bao said.
Later that evening, after the Number Sense app went dark, the quiet hum of the computer fan filled the workshop. Outside, the streetlights turned on, casting long shadows across the wooden models on Bao's desk. Bao sat in the dim light, picking up a single wooden popsicle stick from a neat pile. He carefully laid it across a gap between 2 thick books, finishing a bridge for no particular reason. He did not need to build it, but he liked the way a gap looked once it was crossed. A small notification glowed on his screen, showing a saved message from Priya. I wasn't starting from nothing, she had written. I found a fact close by and built from it. Bao read the words twice, feeling a quiet warmth settle in his chest. It was the specific happiness of a builder watching someone else learn to use a hammer. That was the real tool he wanted them to keep. It was not about memorizing a times table. It was about the stubborn refusal to believe they were ever lost. The kids who got stuck were not the ones who knew less. They were simply the ones who forgot they were standing next to solid ground. There was a lasting courage in that realization. Bao smiled, adjusting the wooden stick until it was perfectly straight. No distance was too wide when you stopped staring at the far bank and simply reached for the next step.
You've been listening to a Spark in Anvil chapter, written by the Spark in Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark in Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to BridgeBow. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.